you. Well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
It's good day.
You weren't.
Welcome to the Doug Stafford.
Welcome to the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about 2012. And in the meantime, we're
New Year's
going
resolutions.
To, yeah, yeah.
That'll last 11. For a day or two.
All the Mayan calendar stuff will start, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, just think, this
12,
year,
12, 12.
Yeah,
in a year, mind. Our world could be over.
Yes,
we know it.
You know, they actually say that's not what the Mayans say.
No, they don't. That isn't what they say at all.
Right.
Those who know how to translate it
just
all
ends
media
this,
hushby.
Right, this part or something. Yeah. And then
they're on to a new and better world.
Right.
That's what will happen. December 12th, next year. It'll be the opening. The gate will swing open on a new and better world. And so we have a whole year almost to prepare for it. Let's have a round of applause for the new year.
Yay!
All right. So we have good news today. And why not get started with some good news? All right, first item of interest is that auto sales are predicted to jump by 7% next year. Strong automotive sales, good sign for the economy as well. How many cars do you think sold this year, in our country? Richie, you want to give us a guess? You're a former auto industry executive.
Yeah,
big time.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exec.
7 million.
Pretty close, actually. We've been the low end was 7 million. The high end in the last few years has been 11. But the prediction is that 14 million vehicles, as many as 14 million new vehicles, will be sold. The used car business has been terrific. Mm. If you had still been in that with your dad and your brother, you'd have been rolling in dough instead of hanging around with me. Rolling in dough. Big time.
Bummer.
Yes,
big house. That big house your brother has. Don't you want to live in that house?
Well, my brother's going through divorce now, so that's getting sectioned off, you know.
How do you know what kind of house his brother lives in?
Hold on a second. Does your brother on a chainsaw going to cut the house in half
with
a chainsaw?
Cut it in half. Put some yellow duct tape down the middle, right?
Is Virginia
She's going to get the bigger
house. The Massachusetts and California are, what do they call it, 50-50. What's that called, Jennifer?
No, Maryland.
Equal, whatever.
It's joint. Called... what is it called?
Oh, getting screwed.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. State. Maryland, where my brother lives, is not.
No, okay.
So, but my brother...
Community
does,
property something or other.
He does very well.
Yeah, good.
He does well.
Oh, see, you could get a piece of that if you were still in the car.
I wanted to stay for a piece of that. I had my own thing, and it just got boring.
I mean, let's face it. You wouldn't have been able to work with Jennifer and me if you stayed in the car business. I mean, come on.
That's right. Well, I want to do something fun, even if I don't make any money.
And we all...
well, congratulations.
And I've done it.
Yeah. All right, so we're into some of the good things. Here's the new stuff at Apple. Looks like they're working on a new hydrogen fuel cell to replace batteries, which would let your iPhone, iPad, iPod stay charged for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time.
Those guys, man, it's amazing the things that they think. You think about what they changed over the course of their time.
Yeah. All right, so the story is at DougStefan.com about what is new at Apple. I bet we'll have some more on that later on in this hour. There's a nice article from the Jerusalem Post that we put up yesterday about my trip to Israel. For those of you who want to see how the news media, this is an English language newspaper in Jerusalem that covers the news in Jerusalem and around the country and around the world. And they were nice enough to interview me when I was there. And I just thought it was a nice, it sort of portrays what I wanted to do there. And the guy, this is one of the rare occasions. The reason that I'm pleased with it is because the guy actually printed what I said most of the time.
That's unusual.
When I get interviewed by anybody.
Switch it around a little.
Yeah, it gets turned and twisted and contorted, and it isn't. And that, by the way, is the way it is with most news media. Every time I've ever been, no matter whether it's the radio business or the farm or anything, that a newspaper reporter has interviewed me or has covered the story, so to speak, what comes out isn't anything like what went in. And if you wonder, but I've always said this, for people who wonder, they get all worked up about the news of the day, the events of the day, the way things are reported. If they do, and this is the only conclusion they can really draw, if they cover all of the stories the same as they cover the ones that they have written about me, then there isn't any credibility to most anything that you read in print. It all becomes advocacy. And that's one of the things that people kind of don't still get, although I think people are better at getting it now. The Fox, Fair and Balanced, Garbage, and MSNBC, or any of them, CNN, they all have an axe to grind, and there's all a it has spin, which it never had when Walter Cronkite was doing the news, or Huntley and Brinkley, and I don't say bring us back to those thrilling days of yesteryear. I just think people ought to know what they're getting. You're getting garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. And so the fact that this article appeared and really did a good job, I don't know if that's what the rest of the reporting, because they use the same sources around the world. The other thing that I found out, and I don't know if I mentioned this, Richie, Jennifer, I think I did. The news that comes from Israel now pretty much comes from stringers. The stringers are hired mostly by Al Jazeera, and they're Palestinian, because the major news, not just in terms of American news organizations, but the BBC, most of the major, I was going to say credible, but BBC is fairly credible, the news organizations that had offices in Israel and elsewhere around the world closed them down because they don't have, they don't spend the money.
So the Israelis don't have the news, own news service?
Israelis do.
Okay.
But the Israeli news service is considered biased. So these knuckleheads in the news media hire stringers because they don't want to take it from the Israelis, and most of them are Palestinians. So that's, you know,
it really seems odd.
Doesn't it, though? Yes, it does seem kind of strange. All right, so anyway, we're working on doing a lot of things between now and the end of the week that hopefully will give us some time to reflect. I think appropriate, today's Tuesday, right? So appropriate for Thursday will be a review of the year, and hopefully not the same way you get it every other place. Every
I'm so bored already.
Year in review. Yeah. Look back at 2011.
On the way in, I heard the actresses we've lost in 2011.
Right, yeah. Who did we lose that was an actress?
Yes.
You even remember?
Yeah. Oh, no, somebody.
Yeah.
There was somebody. A big one that died.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, so, Elizabeth Taylor.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's the way, but most of the week will be filled with that because the news, the reporters and the newsroom people don't have much imagination anymore, so they just go around and find out what we lost.
It's
okay for one day, but all week long.
I know. It's just it.
Yeah. Who died? Well, listen, a lot of people died. Actually, there is a piece. What did I do with that? There's a. We have that. Well, this isn't what I was thinking about, but in terms of. People passing away. The New York Times has a page that we talked about yesterday, and you put it up on Facebook.
I did.
And it's amazing how many people read the Facebook page.
My wife went to that article and read, there was 250 people that they kind of honored in that article.
Yeah.
And she read about 50 of them. She was like, it was a very nice article.
Yeah.
She read
Tony's. Did she find Tony? Mm-hmm.
Tony that's why she clicked on it.
Oh, really?
Megan's
yeah, no, there was a direct link to Tony that I found, so I put it right
up. Yeah, it was nice. Oh, yeah, Tony's was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just that kind of stuff. If we lost somebody, it is time for reflection. No question about it. And it's time for healthy reflection. Or maybe you're out of a relationship that you were in, and that was cause for reflection. Or something happened, you changed your job. We all change dramatically. And it's a day at a time. It's an hour at a time. It's a minute at a time. It's a second. Things change. And so it is healthy for us to look back and put it in perspective and figure out what we learned from those experiences. In terms of Tony, I learned a great deal about what my real feelings for her were. But yesterday, you get around all these people, oh, I'm so sorry to hear it. And so you start talking about it, and it's sort of better now than it was in terms of being able to talk about it. But, Richie lost his dad this past year. And it was
Roberta, too. Roberta lost her mom.
Yeah. These sorts of things are traumatic, not just in the moment, but when you reflect back on them. I think Richie's handled it as in as healthy a way as I have felt anybody's handle this sort of thing. The actual pleasure in knowing that his father didn't have to scuffle through some of the crap that Tony did over the years of having stage 4 breast cancer. Yeah. She went through it, but came back, bounced back. Your dad had problems before, and he licked it for a while.
And then it came right back. But I just think people look at death the wrong way.
It's an opening to the next page.
It's something that we're all going to go through, and as long as it's not some tragic way, you should celebrate the fact that they lived their life the way they wanted to, which
and
my dad did.
Celebrate your life.
And Tony did. Tony living. Totally went out on her terms.
God. Tony
she 100% wrote her script.
Yep.
And you can't not be happy for her for that.
No. Except that she wants to come back.
Listen.
You talked to her. You've gotten a message.
All right. So anyway, this is the year. This is the time. It's now. We're living. Let's live it. It's 18 after on Good Day.
This holiday, Chevy's giving more. Get more savings on your favorite 2012 Chevy vehicles, like the fuel-efficient, EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Cruise Eco, or Traverse that seats up to 8 passengers. Not to mention, the truck that gets things done. Silverado. Hurry in and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply, see store for details.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now. 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for saving. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusion supply.
This holiday, Chevy's giving more. Get more savings on your favorite 2012 Chevy vehicles, like the fuel-efficient, EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Cruise Eco, or Traverse that seats up to 8 passengers. Not to mention, the truck that gets things done. Silverado. Hurry in and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd.
What new frontiers will you embrace in 2012? Jennifer, Richie, and Doug want to know on Good Day.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
All right, how many people listening right now do not know who George Foreman is? Please raise your hands.
I'm two-time heavyweight champ of the world. I'm an Olympic gold medalist, and I'm walking down the airport, and this lady rushes to me and says, George Foreman, stop. I want your autograph for my child. And the mother said, do you know what he does? And the kid said, yeah, he makes grills.
You really? That part's good.
Here's the question.
Yes.
How much do you hate this?
Do I?
Yeah. I know you don't like the really heavy stuff.
I don't hate anything, but I don't. This is listenable, at least. Sometimes I've never been a fan of Guns N' Roses, but there's a story that's interesting today to me and to a lot of people who sort of get it. Axl Rose interviewed this weekend in the L.A. Times. He's the front man for Guns N' Roses, in case you didn't know that. Thus, Axl Rose, get it, Guns N' Roses. He went on and on, Jennifer, criticizing the state of radio here in Los Angeles and blamed it on big corporate America. And in a sense,
he might be a little right.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
He says corporate radio killed radio. And so he talks about some of the other things. There are hits that are created by the man. We all know that's been going on for ever since, in terms of radio. But then he says, well, what about all of the deeper cuts? There are songs on any of our albums, songs on Queen albums, songs here, there, and everywhere. Michael Jackson
never got paid,
because the man... I didn't want to. Now, I would disagree with him to a certain extent in terms of music. I'm not sure that I think that what's going on in conversation radio, spoken word formats, is all in the best interest of listeners everywhere. But if you have become cognizant at all as to how we talked about this past month, the music stars of the day that we had, the Christmas stars of the day, to a person, to a group, made it so that you could download all their material from their website,
ways the deal.
That stuff is available for you to get.
And, it's good and it's bad.
Yeah,
here in all these smaller artists are now have a distribution model where they can sell their music, where before they were held down because nobody would distribute their music. But back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, we would buy an album, and that album would come with 10 to 14 songs on it.
Yeah.
And like it or not, you would get the hit or two hits, and then all the rest of the songs that you would have never, ever bought Yeah. And now nobody is buying.
Yeah. Okay.
Because now, let's say, let's just take for example, Britney Spears comes out with a new album.
Yeah.
And she puts 10 songs out, and you can buy them piecemeal, one at a time.
Yeah.
Everybody buys the one or two hits and ignores the other thing. I've been thinking about this for some reason a lot for the last couple of weeks, how the deep cuts do not get discovered anymore, which is a shame because
you wake up in the middle of the night thinking, my God, I can't stand it. These deep cuts are not getting played.
I need my Axl Rose deep cuts.
I did. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Mr. Brownstone off of the Guns N' Roses original album would have never been discovered today.
Yeah, it sounds to me, I've heard that one. It sounds a lot like Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. That's where Mr. Brownstone came from.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2020 History Quiz. Thank you, Doug. Carrie Nation staged her first raid on this date in 1900. What was she raiding and what was she upset about? Carrie Nation, first raid carried out. She was very active in lots of different ways. Why was she well known? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to shop when you travel, remember that where you buy is almost as important as what you buy. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, U.S. residents can take home $1,600 worth of duty-free items. That's why the cruise ship ports are so filled with shops selling jewelry, perfume, liquor, and everything else. Then there are the U.S. states that have no sales tax at all, like Oregon and Delaware. However, that doesn't mean you won't pay tax on other things like car rentals and hotels. EU countries have a value-added tax that tax on anywhere from 9 to 20%. But if you spend enough in a store that participates in the VAT refund scheme, you may be eligible for a refund. Minimums vary by country. In France, it's just 175 euros, but anything above that, you're going to get some money back. Of course, collecting that money is another issue. It usually requires paperwork from the merchant, showing the items at customs, and waiting in a small line at the refund desk. But then again, it's money in your pocket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red.
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com, freesurvivalminicourse.com, or call 800-366-5138, 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
It's on us, 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The quick way to start the day is to listen to us. We are completely transparent individuals. Everything that's going on in our mind, you will hear us discuss at one point or another because we have so much time to fill.
Cats. We're going to talk about cats.
All right. Good. By the way, Richie, I forgot the most important good news. The reason that I wanted to tell good news stories of the day is because I found a cod liver oil that's flavored with lemon.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Cod liver oil flavored with lemon. Yeah.
Woohoo! Found that the day after Christmas. Because the day after Christmas and all across the land, all the people were saying, wasn't Christmas just grand?
I wish I had a tan.
The children were joyful, the parents were tired, and grandfolks, aunts, and uncles had been really inspired. The stockings still hung by the chimneys with care, but the toes were now empty. There's just nothing there. All the presents were open. The carols had been sung. We'd enjoyed our big gathering. We'd seen everyone. But beneath all the clutter, the leftovers, the toys, was the meaning eternal and the source of our joys. For we'd focused our time not on gifts, not on food, but on the true source of our holiday mood. We read verses, we sang songs, we remembered and smiled, for the cause of it all was that little Christ child. So may we proclaim ere the year starts over again, let's promote peace on earth and goodwill to men. Couldn't have said it better if I'd have read that. I mean, if I'd have written that myself.
I wasn't reading it myself.
But it's a good, don't you think that's a good sentiment for where we are? Yeah, maybe we all think we learn something during the month of December and then we quickly forget it once we get to January and all. I kind of like the discussion about the taxes, the payroll tax deduction, all that stuff, that hoopla and foolishness that's gone on now. It's all the political posturing, and it's kind of annoying. Because people don't get what Richie has been the inspiration for, the discussion of what is taken out of your pay. That's the whole crux of the argument from my point of view about the payroll tax. Not whether it's 4.2% or 6.2% or 8.2% or whatever it is. Do you know how much money you earn and is taken out of your pay, what that amount is.
Everybody
every
looks
time?
At just what's left. Oh. How much do I get?
Right. Yeah.
Instead of how much should I get?
All right. So here's an example of why you ought to know what you're paying. The first example is from Los Angeles, California. My home away from home, Jennifer's home. We have a big city, 14 million people in the county of Los Angeles. There are 3,000 firefighters, and there are 106 fire stations. And the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation has sent a letter of request around to the people in the city. I don't know if you got this or not, Jennifer. I got this in the mail. The Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation seeks your help. We need more tools. The Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation is like the PTA.
Most fire departments do this.
Yeah, okay. So why do they have a silent auction? Why do they need to have a big show to raise money? They're trying to raise $1 million plus, and they have various levels of sponsorship, like the Diamond Chief sponsor comes up with $100,000. The Platinum Deputy Chief Sponsor comes up with 50. Gold Battalion Chief Sponsor, 25. The Silver Captain Sponsor, 10,000. A sponsor of a table for a big event is $3,500. And they
let's
take
sponsor
this money.
One.
Say again? Yeah,
let's sponsor one.
Yeah. They're honoring the founder. This is one of those. It's like Washington. Somebody who's, this guy is a retired firefighter and needed something to do, so he creates this job for himself, creates the foundation for himself. People give millions of dollars every year. He takes his cut. Who knows what gets to the bottom line? But more importantly, with the tax rate as it is in Los Angeles, this is the most expensive city I've ever had anything to do with in my life. The taxes I pay on this postage stamp house that I live in almost equal what I pay for the farm. And because we've all been fighting about the value of our homes, you know, it's gone down a nickel and a dime here and there. But, Jennifer, you know where you are. We all know. Anybody who's listening in California, we have, I think, more radio stations now, Richie, in California than any other state. It used to be Texas, but I think it's now California. So those of you who are listening in California, what do you think when you hear stories like this? And as Jennifer said, these things, or Richie said, they're all over the place. Why, with the amount of taxes we're paying, isn't there enough money to run a fire department? What do they
it's
need
the
to
same
have an
thing
auxiliary?
With the schools, though.
Of course,
this
right,
is the
right.
Thing. It's so
okay.
Top
so
heavy.
I have an answer. You want the answer?
Sure, give
yes.
it to me.
Okay. The reason that we don't have money for the appropriate things like this is because of wasteful projects like the following. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
All right. These are all. Programs that would come, these are federal programs that come under the questionable grant and subsidy department. And we all know everybody's been bickering about stuff, yada, yada, yada. Last year, the federal government, United States government, paid out $142 million for death benefits to federal employees. Death benefits to federal employees. Unfortunately, the benefits they were getting were not supposed to go to dead people. So they pay out $42 million to people who are dead and ought not to have the benefits. Okay?
So that's here's one. The next question.
Yeah.
Who was cashing the checks?
Yeah, that's a good question. But the fact that it took them however long it took them to figure it out is another source of incongruous.
It's just the craziness. Next year, we'll hear the same statistic.
Yeah.
The number will change a little.
Yeah.
Yep.
But when,
right.
So they don't do
still
anything
happening.
About it. They just tell you how much they were wasting.
Exactly. Remember, we had, was it last week we were talking about the amount of money that the Defense Department pays to keep equipment,
ship it back.
The shipping
boxes. The crates. They rent the crates.
Yeah.
And the late fees on the crate rentals.
Right. Millions of dollars. Here's another one. IRS spent millions of dollars to store unused furniture and equipment that they don't need, but they bought. They store it. They don't sell it. They store it in a warehouse. All right? Next. Inspector General for the U.S. Agency for International Debacklement. I was going to... That is a Freudian slip. International Development has found food that was meant for Afghan families stored in warehouses in our country raided by rodents.
Mm.
We have food that's supposed to go to the civilians in Afghanistan sitting in warehouses at docks around the country being raided by rodents. Hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars worth of food sitting there rotting. Mm. All right? Let's see here. What else? This is why there isn't enough money to go to the fire and the police. Here are some of the projects funded by the National Science Foundation. You ready?
Ready.
University of Kentucky got a grant from the National Institute of Health to study the cocaine enhancement of the sex drive of a Japanese quail. $181,000. National Science Foundation.
So quail porn.
Right. Where's Marilyn when we need her? Da-da-ba-dum-boom-boom. National Science Foundation awarded $500,000 to researchers at Wellesley College to study the trustworthiness of your tweets. The National Science Foundation approved a $1 million grant for researchers to study how robots help preschoolers learn language skills. Want me to keep going? Let's see here. Federal government invested $766,000 in the International House of Pancakes because they had contracts, apparently. The International House of Pancakes has a contract with the federal government to serve breakfast to government employees. And they were underfunded. American Museum of Magic got $150,000 to better understand the various audiences and their potential interest in the history of magic. A $2 million grant to the Port of Benton, Washington, to pay for a wine exhibition and culinary center to educate the public about Washington State's diverse wine industry. Okay. So that's why the Los Angeles and everybody else's fire department doesn't have enough money, because we got this kind of boneheaded money being spent for what? Everybody's got their own pet projects. How does yours fit in? I'd like to have more money spent on, let's find out why cows have mastitis in the rear quarter. How much money do we get for that? Let's study that. You ready? How much money do you think? 400, 500,000? Find out why cows get the cows, their left rear teat, left rear quarter, more often than not.
In all of this, I just heard you say teat.
Teat, yeah, that's what we call them, the teats. Okay. All right, T-E-A-T as opposed to T-I-T.
Third grade.
Oh, it's E-A.
It's E-A.
Teat.
Yeah, right.
But their
left rear teat is more likely to get mastitis. So we ought to have some kind of a government study figure out, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense? Richie, I think we ought to find out why it takes you so long to drive to work in the morning. There ought to be a study.
Oh, there's
a couple hundred thousand bucks.
I study that every single morning. I have definitive findings on that one.
Mike is in El Paso and a frequent contributor and a good listener, good solid man. Mike, it's nice to talk to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope your family is swell.
Thanks, Doug. Same to you.
You're welcome. All right. So what did Carrie Nation do?
Raided a bar.
Raided a bar? Where are you from?
You know, a drinking establishment.
You sound like you're from Boston. Yes.
Originally from Randolph.
Are you really? I didn't know that. Oh, so that's why you do sound the way you do. No wonder I like you. All right, hold on a second. David, you agree with Mike?
She was against alcohol.
She raided a saloon in Wichita, Kansas, at the Cary Hotel, broke every one of the liquor bottles. Before she was arrested, she went in with a hatchet. So all of the people in the bar were afraid of her. Nobody had a gun, apparently. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have gotten a shot. But she was one of these prohibitionists.
Teetotalers.
Yeah, and she was known as a teetotaler, Richie, you're right. So she's the one that started that whole movement that led to prohibition. We all know how successful that was. Did you know that? Women led the way to prohibition.
Sure, all the drunk husbands are coming home.
Exactly, that's exactly right, Richie. Sure. That's not a joke. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they got sick of it.
Right. So you see what that did for the Kennedys and all the rest of the people that got in on the action there. All right, so both you guys, do you think both of you deserve a nice surprise?
I think so.
Yeah, really?
I do too, Mike.
Yeah.
Prizes all around.
Mike, when's the last time you won something from us here at Good Day?
Oh, let's actually, when you had that question about Al Jazeera a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Or 1 or 2 weeks ago.
See, he's
how about 1 or 2 years ago is what I heard.
Yeah, right.
I think he needs another prize.
All right, Richie, take care of the board, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. So we have, not often do we get people, there's something about Mike, I recognize, you know, if I recognize you, that's probably, it's nice, but it's not good. In most circumstances, because we have so many people listening around the country, I like to give everybody a shot. But sometimes it's nice to acknowledge those who are big supporters, and that certainly is a great radio station that carries the program in El Paso, KTSM,
mm-hmm.
right up the street from where I was at Fort Bliss last week telling those stories. In a minute, as a matter of fact, speaking of stories, Dr. Ken here with a daily dose of important medical information for your consumption on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling to have to come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, is here with today's Daily Dose. What's the top story, Ken?
Well, Johnson & Johnson, they've been having a lot of trouble with recalls. Doug, another one. They have voluntarily asked retailers to remove about 12 million bottles of Motrin pain relievers from the store shelves. The coated caplets, they appear to dissolve not as quickly as intended when they near their expiration dates. No safety concerns, but it may delay the onset of pain relief.
Really? All right, so let's see here. Hormones that might ease menopause. Listen up, Roberta.
This is some hope. This is out of the medical journal, not making this one up, Climacteric. This month, a hormone called DHEA, it appears to help ease women's menopausal symptoms and also improve their sex life. This is the first evidence that low doses of DHEA, a hormone secreted by the adrenal gland, can help sexual function as well as menopausal symptoms.
But doesn't the body convert DHEA into testosterone?
Among other things.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what Roberta needs.
Don't assume that that's
thanks a lot,
help.
Ken. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Technology time here on Good Day, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Chris McFadden on December the 27th. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. I was trying to find stores open yesterday, Jennifer, around here to do things. I did finally find a computer store that was open. I don't like to go to the big box stores, although I did yesterday for some stuff. But the little
sometimes
stores.
You have to.
Yeah, right, exactly. But they're... a lot of stores were not open yesterday. They were, and I was thinking yesterday was the big return day. And wouldn't you all want to have your stores open so you could handle that stuff? And
yeah, the big stores are open. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think that would be the way to do it. All right, anyway. Shelley Palmer here in a moment. The Justice Department has overturned a ruling that could open the doors for online gambling. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and here is the story behind the story in just a moment from our tech guy, Shelley Palmer, on Good Day.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Justice Department overturned a ruling that could open the doors for state-level online gambling. The Office of Legal Counsel reversed its policy on the Federal Wire Act, stating that it only applies to sports betting. The change would allow a state to offer online gambling within its borders. In other news, the hacker group Anonymous took credit for crashing the website of the Stratfor Global Intelligence Services. The group allegedly stole bank information from Stratfor's clients and made donations to the Red Cross with their accounts. Among Stratfor's clients are Bank of America and the United Nations. And finally, GoDaddy lost over 37,000 domain name accounts after posting a statement in support of the Stop Online Piracy Act. Shortly after the backlash, GoDaddy loosened its stance on the issue, stating that the legislation needs to be revised. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, Sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Interesting other items from the world of technology. Amazon supporting a bill that lets the federal government tax online shoppers. Why would they support that bill? Amazon would, I would think that they would see their business hurt. One of the attractions to buying things online is there's no tax associated with it. So why would Amazon think that was a good idea? Would be a question
I would have no idea.
Want to ask, right? All right, Modern Warfare 3 is apparently destroying sales records.
Yes.
They were, when did it get released? A week or two or three ago? I've forgotten when it was.
It was about early December, I think.
Billions.
Yeah.
In the month of December. Billions of dollars for this. What is this, another kill 'em, slash 'em, hack 'em up?
It's a war game. Xbox, and I don't know if it's available on Wii, Xbox and PlayStation.
Right. And did we say, we were talking earlier today about how iPhone or Apple has introduced, matter of fact, the story is at DougStefan.com if you haven't checked it out yet. They're working on a new hydrogen fuel cell to replace batteries because they were experiencing such poor battery life on the iPhone. So the software update didn't fix the problem. This hopefully will. All right? So there's a little technical information that you're surprised to get from somebody like me. I'm pleased with myself, as you can tell. 59 past the hour. Good day.